Coast 93.1. Good morning. You're on the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. So you're teaching Wyatt laundry.
Yes.
How's that going?
He's actually interested in it.
Okay.
So
he's 10. You mean like actually doing the putting it in the wash, detergent, all that stuff?
Yeah. The first thing I taught him is that a load of laundry equals putting it in the wash, putting it in the dryer, bringing it upstairs, folding it, and putting it away.
Yes, that's an important lesson.
One load.
Yeah, that's an important lesson. That's a little argument that Tim and I get into sometimes because he's like, you know, I did the laundry, and I'm like, no, you didn't do the laundry. You just put it in.
Correct. And this is this got brought to my attention because I realized I failed explaining this correctly to Riley because Riley, one of her chores would be do one load of laundry and unload the dishwasher once. That's
right.
It. There's two things. And she would be the same. I did the laundry. No, you didn't. You put it in and you left it for me for 24 hours and then I finished. Like that's
and now it's wrinkled.
Correct. Yeah. Or I have to rewash it because it's been sitting in. So anyways, that's the first thing I said to him. And he was like, wow, that's a lot. I said, well, tell me about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm teaching him.
I'd be fine if he just did the folding. I mean, that's the worst part.
I agree. He did the fold. When I had my surgery almost a year ago, he helped around the house and he folded.
Oh.
And.
Did you have to refold?
No, I just instantly just put it away and hung it up. But yeah, I'm teaching him, you know, actually one of the good questions, this is a question. We use Tide Pods.
Yeah.
And he was trying to say, how do you know how many Tide Pods?
Oh.
And I said, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know, so I usually just go with one.
I think it's one, unless it's a really big or really dirty load.
Yeah.
Then you do two.
For a while, I was doing a couple, 2 to 3, and I was like, I can't afford this.
Well, yeah, and you're probably overflowing with suds.
Exactly. So I said, rule of thumb, one, and always cold water because I don't want to pay for the heat.
Oh, okay.
We only wash in cold water.
Okay. Yeah. Todd. Tightwad Todd.
Yeah.
Do you not wash in warm water because of the heat bill?
No, I use warm water because it cleans them better.
Yeah. Like, I don't think there would be much of a difference in the heat bill.
I don't know. It was something that my mother had always said to me.
Oh.
So I always wash in cold, and now Jay and Riley always wash in cold.
I went through a stretch of time washing it in cold because I didn't want stuff to shrink, but then I put it in the dryer anyway, which
and
is the part that shrinks. Yeah. So
right.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm... Maybe I should break this cycle with
Wyatt. I think it doesn't run as much, maybe. Like, if you have, like, clothes that haven't been washed yet, and they're, you know, like, say it's, like, bright red shirt or something.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
I don't
think
they run as much in cold as they would in warm.
That's true. Or like newer jeans. Or
exactly.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's right.
Maybe that's why I always thought it was because she didn't want us to, like, you know, run up the heat.
Yeah, she doesn't want to pay for hot water.
These things that, like, your parents did, and you thought you knew why, and then you, like, pause and actually think about it, and you go, well, why did they do that?
It came to me when I was trying to teach Wyatt yesterday how to do a load of laundry. And when he was asking these questions, I really was like, I don't know.
I just do it.
Something Nanny told me to do, so now I do
just
it.
Just what we do.
Just, now you're going to do it.
Just go through the motions, Wyatt. Don't ask questions.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just do a load of laundry. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a question it wasn't like an argument, but it was a funny little debate,
okay
that I got into yesterday. How old is a child when they stop being a baby?
Two. Maybe. One. No, it's got to be like two.
When they stop being a baby.
When you can't refer to them as a baby anymore.
Right. It's got to be between one and two.
We're going to go see the baby.
A two-year-old is not a baby anymore. Definitely not.
But
definitely
if I would
What's
refer...
the cutoff? What's like the cutoff for when...
Maybe one.
Okay, one?
I'll go with one.
Yeah.
You want to go see the baby. I guess maybe...
When they're walking.
I was just going to say when
say
they start walking.
Walking. That was my argument, was walking.
Yeah, like...
Like the second the baby starts walking and like standing on its own, it's kind of weird to call it a baby.
Walking and talking. When do they start talking?
Like around the same time.
Is it around
one.
The same time?
Isn't it around one?
It's been a while.
Wyatt was late with walking, so Wyatt didn't walk till like two. Shockingly enough, he started walking early. I mean, talking early.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got that from.
Hereditary, yeah.
but yeah, I would say walking, talking. When they have opinions.
So sometime around one-ish.
And they have opinions.
Yeah, when they become like a real person. You know, like when they're a baby, they're just like a...
That's later than that,
that's
I think.
Way later.
That's like three.
Like they're saying like, mama, dada.
Right.
I don't think they're coming up with, so...
Yeah, right.
Is the earth round?
Yeah, you know? Right.
Well, I don't know about you.
I have a three-year-old flat earther at home. You'll never believe it.
Oh my God. I don't remember any of that stuff. Isn't that crazy? I'm like, it is.
Yeah.
Well,
there was a lot of sleep deprivation during those years. Yeah. Mm.
But yeah, but I would say that when they start walking.
I would say the walking. Yeah. Because it's like if they can run across the room, they're not a baby.
Yeah.
They're like a closer to growing.
Yeah, they're toddlers.
Human. They're a toddler. They're toddlers. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Correct.
Exactly. There are people, though, that milk the baby thing way too long.
Like they're 74 months. I'm like, what is that? Just say they're.
That
like
drives me crazy because I can't do the math. No. I'm like, what, 24 months? They're two.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just say two.
Yeah, who I remember being like in that situation, feeling the pressure that I had to count the months as a mother.
Right.
At one point, I looked at Jay. I'm like, that's it. I'm saying he's two. Right. I don't know how many months at this point.
I'm going to start saying, I'm 454 months. I don't even know how many would it be. Am I 3,000 months? I can't even.
That's another thing of holding on to them being a baby, I think.
Yeah.
By saying how many months they are.
Yeah. Actually, you might be 400. No, you're not 450.
I think I was kind of close.
You're less than that. You're close. You're probably like 400, right?
Well, but I really look 398.
Are you like 30-something still? You're not even 40 yet, right?
Yeah, no. I'm 37. So 37 times, I'd be 444 months. Wow, that number I picked out was really close.
Wow. Yeah,
that was amazing. 400, I'm 400, well, actually, no, I'm not 444 months because I'll be 38 in 2 months. So I'm 454 months.
Okay, look at you.
Well, that's weird. I just threw that number out.
Almost nailed it.
Wow. God, I wish I could... I wish we were playing a game.
Showcases.
Can I get a point on the big board?
Yeah, fine. You can do one. But put it under my name.
Oh, really? Is that how?